This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I often mention, I'm a super fan of children's literature, and one of my very favorite authors is, of course, Laura Ingalls Wilder. In fact, Happier at Home's conclusion, which I think in all modesty is one of the best things I've ever written in my entire life, centers on the last few sentences from her book, Little House in the Big Woods. But in addition to the Little House books, which I have read countless times, I've read many books by and about Laura Ingalls Wilder. I read Caroline Fraser's biography, Prairie Fires. I've read Pioneer Girl. That was the autobiography written by Laura Ingalls Wilder that preceded the Little House books. And I also read Little House in the Ozarks, which is a collection of the pieces that Wilder wrote for regional newspapers and magazines. In her short pieces, I found much that interested me, and I was particularly struck by one paragraph. Laura Ingalls Wilder writes, "We are so overwhelmed with things these days that our lives are all more or less cluttered. I believe it is this, rather than a shortness of time, that gives us that feeling of hurry and almost of helplessness. Everyone is hurrying, and usually just a little late. Notice the faces of the people who rush past on the streets or on our country roads. They nearly all have a strained, harassed look, and anyone you meet will tell you there is no time for anything anymore." Does that sound familiar? Well, take note. She wrote this in 1924, when she lived on a farm in a rural part of the Ozarks in Missouri. I think we often assume that we feel rushed, hurried, and overwhelmed because of the internet, email, TV, and other newfangled contraptions. But here's Laura Ingalls Wilder describing the same phenomenon. Maybe that rushed feeling is an aspect of the experience of today for many adults. While we assume that it's the new gizmos, whether that's the locomotive, automobiles, telephones, or email or Twitter, while we think it's the gizmos that make us feel that way, it's really always ourselves. If you'd like to see my list of my 81 favorite works of children's and young adult literature, I'll post the link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.